We have Christine Loisch, who is the director for the Ripon Senior Activity Center.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're going to do our national days first, sure. And then we'll get you going.
I love the national days.
Okay.
Waiting to find out what I have to eat.
Well, we'll start off with an appropriate one. Awkward Moments Day.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was kind of awkward. We also have, well, we got a couple of food ones on there. We'll save those. Biodiesel Day. And then there's Supreme Sacrifice, as in giving your life for the cause or your job or military, what have you. And we also have a couple of food items. Lacey Oatmeal Cookie Day.
Hmm.
I guess that's kind of decorative, right?
I guess.
Yeah. And then it's Sloppy Joe Day.
Oh, there you go. That's lunch.
Kind of, you know, that wouldn't be a bad idea for a day like today. It's a Sloppy Joe Day.
Yeah, with the kind of gloomy weather.
Easy to make, you know.
Warm.
So, well, speaking of food days, I understand Pi Day turned out pretty good for the Senior Activity Center.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. We ate a lot of pie.
Yeah.
We ate about 8 pies. So we had about, go ahead.
Really?
Yeah.
How many pies did you have?
Oh,
wow. 8
pies. That's how many.
And you had, what, 37 people, I think
people.
I saw?
Yeah.
38
mm-hmm.
people?
Yeah.
And what did Susie Mink from the library tell you?
She read from several books. She reads kind of, you know, humorous books, and she's told a couple of pie jokes, which were a lot of fun.
Right.
Yeah, she opened with pie jokes, so she's wonderful.
Yeah,
she does some great stuff.
It was actually pie as in the mathematical
right.
value, but...
She told the PI
those
kind of pie jokes, too.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of people use that as an excuse to sell pie. So.
You know, you got to have an excuse to eat pie.
You know what? I'm all for it. So.
Me too.
So what's coming up on the calendar?
Today we have a lunch that's sponsored by Eden Senior Care. It's one that you have to be pre-registered. All of our lunches, that's the only thing that we require people to be pre-registered so we know how many people are going to attend and have enough food.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Wednesday we have our Euchre 101. If people are interested in learning how to play euchre or if they have played in the past and don't remember how to play, but a group of card players are coming out, and they'll actually teach other games too, like Sheep's Head and Bridge and any kind of game that people want to learn. They have some great knowledge about it. And that's on Wednesday from noon to 1:30 if you want to bring your own lunch. And then after that, we have Nickel Bingo. On Friday, we have our book club, and we're going to be discussing The Rosie Project, which is a fun book.
What's The Rosie Project about?
It's about a gentleman with kind of autism.
Okay.
Kind of dealing with life and finding love and raising a family and that kind of thing. So it's a really fun book. It's we had read a couple of kind of depressing murder mystery books, and we decided to be able to have a little more fun. So
time to get out of that
vein.
Yeah,
it's a very lighthearted book, and it's fun. So if anybody wants
good.
To come by and discuss that. So.
Yeah. I used to play euchre in college. We used
Did
to
you?
Do that. Yeah, I'd have to take a refresher on how to do it now.
Well,
but...
you could come by on Wednesday at noon and learn.
I was pretty good at it. I usually ended up with a good teammate or partner.
That's
know,
important,
so,
too, as I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, fun game. So.
Yes. So that's what we've got. We do have a lunch and learn next Wednesday on the 27th that people can still that one's sponsored by the Webster's Foundation that we're going to talk about fall prevention, and that's a big important thing, how to prevent falls in your house and stuff.
Yeah, I guess Wisconsin is right up there when it comes
leading,
to falls.
We're the number one state. Yep, number one state in falls.
Well, that's not something you want to be proud of.
No,
that's
it
for
isn't.
Sure. So,
yeah.
But anyway, Christine, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Sure.
Appreciate
Thanks for
your
having
time.
Me.
And that is Christine Loisch, who is the director of the Ripon Senior Activity Center. We appreciate her joining us this morning.